Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Just wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say, I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our Walk with Jesus, coming together to give good praise to the Lord. I'm getting some background noise. Would y'all mind moving your phone until I call upon you? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, we start off in 2 Kings chapter 11. By Vicky. Vicky, is you on the line tonight?
Can you all hear me pretty good?
Yes, we hear you pretty good.
All right. I would start off in 2 Kings, and I guess you asking me to go on and start. It was such noise in the background, I couldn't hear you.
Yes, I did, please.
Okay. I would start out with a summary of the chapter. It's 2 Kings 11 chapter, and the summary is Athaliah usurps the government and destroys the royal heir. However, Jehoash, one of the king's sons, hid his son, Athaliah, by Jehoshaphat, and that's the daughter of King Joram. So Jehoshaphat hid Joash in the bedchambers until the right time to announce his kingship. And that will be taken in verses 1 through 3. And then the verses 4 and 12 is going to highlight Jehoash was made king at his 6 years old, And then verses 13 through 16 is going to highlight Athaliah was slain by a thought-out plan through Jehoiada. Jehoiada restores God's worship and government, and a covenant renewal with the Lord and the people was established, and they abolished idolatry and refused to value one another. So that's the summary of what's going on in chapter 11.
Thank you, Viv. Okay, this is Angela. Let me stop you right there. Guys, there's okay. So much background noise. I cannot hear Vicky. Can you guys please mute your phone? Are you, but you have the ability to mute people in the background because you can't hear her at all. And even if it's on our end, Hubert, you might want to mute your phone as well while she's talking. It's just a lot of background noise. I couldn't hear a word she was saying. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I. Hold on just a minute. Miss Vicky, is your last phone number 7682?
My what?
Your last four phone numbers.
0422. The last four, 0422.
0422. Okay, I got
correct.
It.
Okay.
Okay.
So I did the summary. I don't mind going over it, but that would probably take up so much time. But I, you know,
no,
that's on you.
Yeah, go Yeah, go forward. Go forward.
Just move forward on the scriptures? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. So 2 Kings chapter 11. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed, all the royal seed. But Jehoshabeah, the daughter of King Jehoram, sister of Ahaziah, Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. They hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber for Athaliah, so that she would not slay him. And he was with her, hid in the house of the Lord, 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over the land. In the 7th year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guards and brought them to him into the house of the Lord and made a covenant with them and took an oath of them in the house of the Lord and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, this is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And a third part shall be at the gate of Sir, and a third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep the watch of the house, that it be not broken down. And two parts of you that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. And ye shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapon in his hand. He that cometh within the ranges, let him be slain. And be ye with the king as he goeth out and as he cometh in. And the captains over the hundred did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest commanded, and they took every man his men that were to come in on the Sabbath, with them that should go out on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And to the captains over the hundred did the priest give David's spears and shields that were in the temple of the Lord. And the guard stood every man with his weapon in his hand round about the king, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar and the temple. And he brought forth the king's son and put the crown upon him and gave him the testimony. And they made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, God save the king. And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar, as the manner was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with trumpets. And Athaliah went, rent her clothes, and cried, treason, treason. But Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the host, and said unto them, have her forth without the ranges, and him that followeth her kill with the sword. For the priest had said, let her not be slain in the house of the Lord. And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way of which the horses came into the king's house, and there she was. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the king and the people, that they should the Lord's people, between the king also and the people. And all the people of the land went into the house of Baal and break it down, his altars and his images break they in pieces thoroughly, and slew Mattan, the priest of Baal, before the altars, and the priests appointed officers over the house of the Lord. And he took the rulers over hundreds and the captains and the guards and all the people of the land, and they brought down the king from the house of the Lord and came by the way of the gate of God to the king's house, and he sat on the throne of the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, and they slew Athaliah and with the sword beside the king's house. 7 years old was Jehoiash when he began to reign. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Vicki.
Thank you.
We got a full house tonight. We got to have a full house tonight. So we're going to have roll call. Well, I'm Hubert Deacon Lowe. Your host this afternoon. Angela had to meet at a book club, but she is on the line. And I'd like to thank all you all for joining in. When I call your last four numbers of your phone, introduce yourself, please. 6611. Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie. I had it on mute. I'm sorry. Auntie Carrie. Okay. Now we have
1424. That's me, Angela.
Yeah, that's Miss Angela. And we have 0422, Sister Vicki.
Yes.
Now we have 7682.
Auntie Dot.
7682. Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot.
Okay, moving on along. Y'all be patient with me today. I have 9463.
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty. Welcome, Auntie Betty.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and last, I have 1347.
Sister Shirley, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah. Okay, everyone. Welcome. Welcome again. This is Nella's Hour Family Prayer. And I would like to thank you all for joining us this afternoon. And first we'll have, we won't be doing a song today. So we'll have our opening prayer done by Auntie Carrie.
Okay. Our Father, the Most High God, the voice of heaven, I will be glad to rejoice in you. I will sing thy praises, O Most High, the Lord of thunder from heaven, the voice of the Most High. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for our ears, our heart, and our mind that we are be attentive to your word on this day. Lord, we just ask that you bless everyone on the line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that opening prayer, Auntie Carrie. All right. Well, you know, today, I hope you all brought something nice to share out of the scriptures. I guess we'll start it off with Sister Vicky.
Okay.
Do you have anything you'd like to share tonight?
You're not going to play the song, Hubert?
Pardon me?
You're not going to play the song.
No, we're not going to play the song today. I don't have the way.
Okay.
Okay. Hold
that's
on.
Good, baby.
Switch the
room. No, so keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart.
Okay. All right. Well, we all know Sister Vicky has some words she would like to share with us this afternoon.
I'd like to share. Can you all hear me pretty good? I hope I didn't mute everyone.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yes,
I'm going to start out. I was reading the other day, and the scripture starts with 1 Samuel 17:26. David asked the men standing near him, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the title of this little piece is "Seek the Kingdom." When David went out to face the front of him, his father didn't think he had what it takes, and King Saul said he was too young and inexperienced. No one believed in him, but he didn't go out to prove to himself who he was. It wasn't about proving it. It was about fulfilling his purpose. He saw a giant defying the armies of the living God. David had gone out just to prove himself to people, to show them he was a giant killer, to feed his ego, he wouldn't have seen God's favor. His motives were to advance the kingdom. He wasn't doing it for the people's applause, for fame, for influence, for position. It was about honoring God. When you have the right motives in life, God would take your slingshot and cause you to defeat a giant. He'll open doors you couldn't open. He'll cause you to look good and to be honored, to be admired. You weren't seeking fame, trying to impress, trying to outperform. You were seeking the kingdom. And I just thought that, and I followed that, is, Father, we thank you when we put you and your kingdom first and aim at doing the right thing. You make the right things fall into place. Thank you for your promise that as I honor you or we honor you, I am also fulfilling the purpose. Help us, Lord, to live with the right motives and to be free from people pleasing. It's in Jesus' name we pray. I just thought that was something that I could share with the group that was really inspiring to my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Vicky. Okay. Next we have Auntie Dot.
Okay. I'm coming out of Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my choice. I have sworn unto David, my servant. The seed will I establish forever and build up their stock, their drone to all generations. Amen. I can
amen.
To see the mercy of the Lord.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Dorothy. We have Auntie Betty. Anything you'd like to share tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm also, Psalm 26, verse 1 through 8. Declare me innocent, O Lord, for I have acted with intelligence. I have trusted the Lord without wavering. Put me on trial and cross-examine me. test my motive and my heart. For I am always aware of your unfailing love. And I have lived according to your truth. I do not spend time with liars. I go along with hypocrites. I hate the gathering of those who do evil. I refuse to join with the wicked. I wash my hand to declare my innocence. I come to you, to your altar, O Lord, singing a song of thanksgiving and telling of all your wonders. I love your sanctuary, Lord, the place where your glorious presence dwells. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of the Book of Psalms, Auntie Betty. Okay, next we have Sister Shirley.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm also I'm coming from Psalm 70, and to me this is one of the psalms that David was singing as King David, King Saul pursued him. God is wonderful. Save me, Lord God, hurry and help. Disappoint and confuse all who want to kill me. Turn away and disgrace all who want to hurt me. Embarrass and shame those who say, we told you so. Let your worshipers celebrate and be glad because of you. They love you. They love your saving power. So let them always say, God is wonderful. I am poor and needy, but you, the Lord God, care about me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Now we move along. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms also. Okay. Now we move along to Auntie Terry.
All right. I'm coming out of Psalms also, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Throw a host or camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though they wall should rise against me, in this I be confident. One thing I have the desire of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord in the choir of his temple. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks for that. We also have a song, Auntie Carrie. Next, we'll move to Mother May.
I'm coming out of Romans 10:1-15. All who call on him. Romans 10 is best understood in the context of Paul's message in Romans 9. Where salvation is defined as a work of God's sovereign choice. God chose the method of salvation and the meaning by which it is offered, as well as the reception of his salvation. The particularly are illustrated of God's sovereign choice. For he chose them to inherit his blessing, not because of human achievement, but through his sovereign will, the sovereign will. Realizing that salvation is the result of God's choice, Paul still feels motivated to pray that my brother, those of my own races, will also be receptive of God's salvation. They will receive God's gift only through the preaching and the hearing of God's word. Thus, it is our responsibility to preach, share, teach, and witness to God's salvation as a means by which it can be offered to all. God will not, however, allow his salvation to be limited by human inactive and infectiveness. It is his will that none should perish and that all should come to repentance. In 2 Peter 3:9 said, thus he used a variety of persons from across the world to proclaim his salvation. God's salvation is not tied to any human agency, race, class, gender, or social standard. All have sinned. God's grace is offered equally to all. Those who desire salvation must come humbly, confess their sin, accept the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and committed themselves to live according to God's word. Salvation is simple, yet profound. God so loved us that he sent Jesus Christ to die to redeem our soul and to raise triumph over Satan, that we might live triumph over Satan. God's faithful church must teach these essential truths and nature. Christian mature is all believing. As we are faithful to our mission and missionary, God will cause the church to grow spiritually and numerically. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Archimedes, what book did you say you got?
Out of Rome.
Out of Romans. Yes, out of Romans. Okay. All right, moving along. We have Sister Andrea. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
Yes, I'm coming to Isaiah 62. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And out of the red prayer book it says, let the glory of the Lord arise. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon us, according to Isaiah 60, verse 2. We ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 60. Okay, thank you for that reading, Isaiah 60, Sister Angie. Okay, well, that's the end of our round. That's the end of our round for the first part. Now we'll go to Sister Angie to do our second study in.
I do want to take a moment of silence. We did have a young lady that joined our calls a few months ago that passed on Marilyn Tompkins. So I do want to have a moment of silence for her and her family and her time of loss. I'm sorry, Mom, you can't interrupt me while I'm trying to speak. You got to tell me before. Mom's trying to tell me that someone else in the family passed away, but she's going to have to speak to that because I don't know. But before we do a moment of silence for Marilyn Tompkins, we're going to do also who?
For Louise's daughter. I don't got a name. Louise's daughter.
Do anybody know who Louise's daughter's name is?
No.
Our first.
Okay. Okay. One of Vanilla's first cousins has
an
Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Okay. So we have three members that have passed over the week. So let's just have a moment of silence for those individuals that have moved on to the spiritual world with our Father and for their families in mourning. All right. Thank you guys so much. Before we go through our prayer for the sick and shut in, just want to know, is there anyone else we want to add to the list? Anyone we would like to remove from the list? All righty then. Well, let's go ahead and
Forgive me. I don't know if we did or not, but did we add Jackie to the list, my cousin? Jackie?
No, I didn't. We could add Jackie.
Yeah, I've been meaning, I thought she was, so every time you mention it, I just fail to do that. Forgive me, but we want to add Jackie.
Okay, we've added Jackie. All righty. If you bow your heads for this, it can shut in. Father, we know you can heal us in a heartbeat, and we pray for your miraculous healing today for all of Vanilla, Gary Johnson and family, Chris and Keisha Hamilton, the loss of their dear friend, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Carrie, Uncle Willie Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian Tompkins and Afia, and our youth at risk. That includes my grandsons, Tremar, Nasir, and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe's family and friends. That includes Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, and Sister Vicki and Marilyn Tompkins and family, and Sister Jackie. God, you know us so well. You created us. You know the number of hairs on our heads, and you even know the thoughts conceived in our hearts before we ever vocalize them, Father. You've told us to come to you and ask for every need of life. You are Jehovah Rapha, Father, the God who heals, and you have the final word on our destiny, the number of years we'll live and serve you on this earth. We're coming to you today, Father, longing to hear from you and asking for your divine healing. There's so much we don't understand about life, but we do know that with one touch, one word, you can make us whole. Please forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and begin your healing from the inside out. Father God, use this trial to strengthen us from a what-if faith to a no-matter-what faith. And no matter what, we choose to honor you and give you glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that sick and shut in and report, Sister Angela. Okay. All right. Next, we have our birthdays. Okay, I didn't see anybody's birthday.
29th, February 3rd.
February 3rd, I don't see nobody. Only one I see was Gail Jones, but that's on the 4th. That's that. That's next week. Okay. Hold on just a minute, everyone. Okay, from the 29th to the 4th of February. And we just only have Ruth Patton and Kia Patton, me, Gail Jones, is that Hope Williams on the 4th? Okay. Those are the birthdays that I have for this week. And I'm going to ask Aunt Betty, would you mind singing us the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of God's children. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, now we come to our second round, and y'all have a song, poetry, current well, even if you have scriptures. If you have scriptures you would like to come back with, you're very much welcome to share whatever praise you have also. And we'll start this off with Mother Vaughn.
Okay. I'm still coming out of Romans. It's Romans 11, 1 to 24. The master quilt. Have you ever heard the end? Imitation work in a quilt. Remainder of fabric in different colors, size and shape are all sewed together to form a thing of comfort and beauty. In and of themselves, these same remedies are merely leftover fabric, good for nothing but to be thrown away. A hand of a skilled quilter, however, can transform something insufficient and useless into a work of art. God desires us to be beneficial of his salvation like remnant of fabric on a quilt. He wants to grasp us in among those who are partaker of his goodness and mercy. Standing alone outside of the ark of salvation, our lives are like a switch of rag and useless fabric, but grateful unto God, quilt of salvation. We are transformed and made beautiful and whole. Our insignificant become our weakness becomes strength. Our sorrow becomes joy. God is the master quilter, can use us no matter the condition of our remedy of its color, size, or shape. Each of us can become a part of his beautiful quilt. And the prayer said, thank you, O Lord, for your unconditional love and the saving grace that take the tone remedy of our life and make us whole. Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for that, Mother Vernon. Okay, now we'll go, hold on just 1 second. I was having a time getting you all off the mute. So I apologize for the inconvenience. Okay. All right. Next we'll have Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Betty Pass. Okay, next we have Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Auntie Carrie pass. Okay, and next we have Auntie Doc.
Mm-hmm. I pass.
She passed. Next we have Sister Shirley.
I pass.
She passed. Okay, and last we have Sister Angela.
I'll do a quick form. My form is tears. It's by Naomi Fata. Tears. Tears of pain, then tears of joy. The first of brokenness, wrenching the heart. Then when the glorious morning has come to our heart, we live again. Tears fall to know his grace. Feel his love, wrapped faith in him. The furnace of pain burned us with anguish, dismantled our lives, tore us in two. At the potter's touch, the heart is, I can't read this right, the heart is healed, molded beautiful, now made whole. Here, with tears of joy, we live again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that poem, Sister Angela. Okay, next we have Sister Vicki.
Okay, I'm going to read from Psalms 142. This is a prayer when David was in the cave, and he was crying out to the Lord in his trouble. And it just so much reminds us that when we go into our cave, we cry out, we cry out harder than, you know, any other time. But he was desperately pleading to God, uncontrollable, and then he found refuge in God. So it begins, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed him before my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knowest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare to me. I look on the right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto the Lord, O Lord, I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And that's where I think we all are. There are times that when we just don't know where to go. We think we can go to our friend, our neighbor, whatever, our best friend, but we really find that solace when we just get down on our knees and we pray an uncontrollable prayer. It just reminds me of this song, and I'm not going to sing it because I can't, but it just reminds me of this song that when he said, I cried unto the Lord, and I held on until he heard my cry. And that's where we are. But we know when we cry unto him, he hears us, he protects us, he hears us, and he delivers us. And we can say, praise ye the Lord, because he has dealt with them, and now he's dealing with us bountifully. He's given us our spiritual abundance. and we have spiritual life. So that's just one scripture. I think we all were in Psalms, but I just like this because it just reminds me of where I am sometimes, where I just cry out. I don't always say why, but I just cry out and say, Lord, thy will be done. Amen?
Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer of David, Sister Vicki. Okay, I will go next, and I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O man, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusion and seek false gods? Selah. Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your heart and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Men are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when dead grain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Amen.
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 Great. Okay. Thank you all. Thank you all. That concludes our program for tonight. Next, we are, at this time, we're going to ask if there's any volunteers for the opening prayer next week. We got 2 Kings chapter 12.
I'll play it. Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie. Thank you, Auntie Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, who would love to do the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty. Thank you very much. All right. How about the closing prayer? Any volunteer for the closing prayer? All right. Someone to pick that up next week. Okay. Now I'd like to thank you all for your response and your reading today. But I hope there was something shared that we could carry throughout our week this week in our heart, in our mind, in prayer, and under grace unto Jesus Christ, our Savior. Next, we'll have Sister Shirley with the closing prayer.
May we bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, the Mighty One, we worship and adore you. For you are indeed worthy of our praise. Thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt as we listened and shared your word this evening. May this experience equip us to better serve you and proclaim your word boldly in this troubled world. Continue to lead and guide us through the days and weeks ahead. Let us be that light that shines and encourage each other, as well as other lost souls that may need a light to get back to you. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for blessing us to be in the number one more time on this prayer conference line. Thank you for blessing us to be in this number one more time on this prayer conference time. Bless mankind everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful closing prayer. All right, then I'd like to thank you all again for joining in and hope something was shared that you can take throughout your week, share it with others. If anyone has any last thing they would like to say before we close.
We want to know how Loretta doing.
Pardon me? Hey, Betty, is that what you said, how Loretta's doing?
Yes.
Mom, Angela, one of y'all would like to speak on how Loretta, update on Loretta.
All of her vitals are still saying good things. We did get one result that indicated that her white blood cells are very low, probably why she's not able to fight off much. You know, her immune system is really down. She did have the MRI yesterday evening. It seemed like it may have made her more tired than anything. But she was still good. She was still talking, still alert. So hopefully we'll know more from the doctors tomorrow. They're just trying to find out what's the source of what's going on. Like I said, all the vitals are pointing out good, so it's hard to determine where to. So they can't treat her until they know what they're treating. So that's where we are. So hopefully we'll have more answers later in the week. But again, she's still conscious and aware. That's the good part.
Thank you. I like all you all to keep y'all prayers for Loretta flowing like a mighty river.
Amen.
Okay, all you all, I'm going to say once again, take what we learned today, what we heard today, and pass it on to someone near and far. As we go throughout this week, looking in the Lord's direction. And from the Mellon family, our prayer, we say we love you and have a blessed week. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
She didn't know where her phone was.
You know, I thought I'd get the phone at home. She was at the final apartment. It's fine to have my phone.